You're listening to SBS News.
Eberhard Frank is surrounded by the history books that line the walls of his living room at his home in the Adelaide Hills. He's a man who cares deeply about his heritage. The son of German immigrants to the Middle East, he was born in 1940 in what was then officially called British Mandated Palestine, or British Mandatory Palestine.
For all my life, I've been told by my parents that I was born in Palestine. I have a birth certificate, headed Government of Palestine, which states that I was born in Palestine.
But when he went to renew his passport last year, he was shocked to find on the application his place of birth had been automatically recorded as unspecified. The form had been filled in automatically, and unspecified was typed in the place, which had previously stated the ancient city of Jaffa, Palestine, on his past applications.
Was to me an offence against my dignity and my rights.
The Australian government today does not recognise the Palestine government, and does not recognise the territories of the West Bank and Gaza as a state. The State of Israel was created in 1948, following the end of World War II. Present-day Jaffa is now on the outskirts of the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Mr. Frank showed SBS News his many passports, dating back to 1974, which recorded his place of birth as Jaffa, Palestine.
And why the Australian government has chosen no longer to use the word Palestine is a bit of a mystery for me, and as far as I'm concerned, I regarded that as a form of discrimination.
When he found out his place of birth had been changed on the application last year, he was so outraged he decided to lodge a claim with the Human Rights Commission. The commission tried to mediate the dispute between him and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, which manages passports. At the Human Rights Commission mediation, he suggested a compromise listing his place of birth as British Mandated Palestine, but he says DFAT declined his offer, saying government policy was not to recognise the state of Palestine. He then sued the government through the federal court. The court sent the case to mediation, and last month DFAT eventually agreed to his compromise solution. His official place of birth on government documents will now be recorded as Jaffa, British Mandated Palestine. It's not clear whether the change on Mr. Frank's passport application was an isolated case, or part of a broader change in Australian government policy of no longer recognising the country that existed before the formation of Israel as Palestine. SBS News sent a list of questions to DFAT about the case and was told it would be inappropriate to comment as the case was before the courts. When told the case was no longer before the courts, the department spokesman declined to comment. It's not clear how many other Australians born in the region may be affected by similar circumstances as Mr. Frank. According to the General Delegation of Palestine to Australia, there is just under 3,000 Australians born in the Palestinian territories. It's likely only a fraction of those were born before 1948, like Mr. Frank. The Australian Israel and Jewish Affairs Council declined to comment on the case. Mr. Frank says he hopes his victory against the government may set a legal precedent for others facing similar situations.
It felt like success. I don't look at these things as winning and losing. I think I interpret it as an outcome of good sense, the triumph of good sense over what I believed was just a silly decision.
Mr. Frank turns 80 next year and is looking forward to many more years of travel ahead of him. He says he hopes to use his new passports to visit Europe and South America, as well as Gaza. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.